For the justice of God so spurs them on, their very fears turn to longing. Street corners and pushpins, every landmark I know, underground bowling, alleys and bars, bars with dirt floors, invisible, I was alone, with my highballs, walls, glasses and hedges, shadows, lies, shots, mugshots, hand in hand. I've known I've lived here too long. Streets looking backwards, vans at night, and take your meds. So long, so long, say the guards. I haven't worn corduroys in years. Now you've seen me. Shall we live at opposite ends and forget? Islands obscured by fog, moment to moment, and gone as the world reflected, this wet parking lot, as in stainless steel. Did I pay you by the tracks or not? This next poem, I'm never sure about, but I sure do love it. So if you don't, just don't say so. I really appreciate that. It's called Tangles. One. When I first heard Tangled Up in Blue, we were living on South Main Street in a railroad apartment overlooking the lake. Marmalade, an orange tabby, lived with us and climbed fire escapes to look into other apartments. And once, when we lived in North Sebago, she climbed a pine so high, even the fire department couldn't reach her. After 2 days and nights of her crying, I tacked cold cuts to the end of a long pole, hoping to lure her down. And when she did descend, I pushed with that pole, and she fell from that height, not landing on her paws as I expected, but splayed like a pancake before running under the house, where she stayed a day, returning home as if nothing had happened. Months later, she left us in North Carolina, wandering over Bullhead Mountain to settle in a barn with slow cows and warm milk. Two. Then there was the box of kittens I found on an old logging road while sneaking a cigarette, all 12 ears crawling with mites. We cleaned them up and fed them, then gave them away until the last, the crazy runt we named Lulu, we gave to the woman who'd be my second wife and her first husband, and they gave her away shortly after because she was possessed, possibly satanic. That woman had a cat named Oreo when I moved in, black and white, loyal only to her. He spent a year trying to take down a Canada goose when we moved into an old cottage on the water near the Audubon Society, where we were married and where two women had lived together for decades. The neighbors called them lollipop ladies because they had treats for kids and cats, and everyone knew they were lovers, but never said so out loud. Oh, grimacing. My final thought of you. It happens often now, forgetting the words, but not the thing itself. This week alone, the words cilantro, Curtis Mayfield, actuary, seemed lost, erased. You too are there in a slight daydream, a glimpse of a waning moon on a sunny day. A thunderstorm rises from Mount Blue, not 20 miles away. The birds and I find shelter. The stream is silent, hopeful. My breathing slows as I count to measure the first strike of lightning. At some point this winter, I've been reading the wrong things upside down. At some point this winter, I thought it would be a good idea to write down everything that ever happened to me and everyone that I'd ever known. And then I realized that Proust had already done that pretty well before. And I also realized that I didn't have the concentration to actually get very far with it. And then I asked around, I had things written down, and then I asked people who might have been with me. And it turns out that most of the things that I thought I remembered and wrote down never happened. So here it is. This is as far as I got. It's called Memories of an Unreliable Narrator. With an epigraph, all the people we used to know, they're an illusion to me now, from Bob Dylan. I saw LBJ, his big hand hanging out the car window, hustling out of town months before the election in 64. And Charlie Musselwhite, drunk, on his back and singing Travelin' and Travelin', couldn't come out for a second set. I walked past Bob Dylan, tiny as the guy in my dorm who never ate and stayed in his room stoned, alone in a jag at a Mass Pike rest stop. Ann Beatty in the Tin Palace nursed a beer across from me with her fiction flock and Louis Vuitton clutch. I drank with Kurt Vonnegut in a dim dream on a hot afternoon near the New York State Thruway, but for the life of me, I don't recall a word either of us spoke. That was as far as I got. Proust can have that stuff, as far as I'm concerned. West. One. I can't help but look west. I know those clouds well, dark and full of lightning. I'd go inside, lie on the floor, go to the heart of our home. But you kept moving. Books packed, the bed where I once hid on a truck driven east. Two. Route 5 south to Bakersfield, 40 east and stopped in the Mojave where the freight trains promise hobos and rain. Flagstaff, Kayenta, Farmington, on your knees to retch in the dark. Three. All along you've known this would happen. Navajo weavers tugged at you through Chama and Abiquiu. An old monk broke silence to say why and stay, God, see me through sandstorms and Amarillo. Four, who travels east? Ghosts, cattle, fear. I passed Little Rock, passed through Memphis, passed the big river as night falls. That moment I felt your pull, I drove all night to hear your voice, your breath on my neck. South Rim. One. Snow on the South Canyon rim, two people holding ice cream cones, and a memory no one else knows. What do I do with this? Laughing, alone, in Santa Fe, a little plastic cowgirl nearly tumbling down the stairs and loving you beneath high desert stars. Two. What's the name of Hillerman's cop? You couldn't stop reading in Kayenta, in the blue coffee pot where the Navajo police laughed. And once I was whole and full and just, from Mexican water to Tiknospos. Evening, Chama River, with the epigraph from Czesław Miłosz. Love means to learn to look at yourself the way one looks at distant things. Pulling back the blankets tonight, I found a small cricket, quiet and shy, hiding under my pillow. Oh, I know better. Like me, though, it seemed alone and in need of a companion to get through the dark alive. So I'll awaken before dawn and give thanks if we're still here, like the moths that flew to the light just now when I opened the door to check for rain. My good friend Joe died in the year 2000. He looked like a state cop. But he smoked more weed and went to more Grateful Dead shows than anybody I know. And he died on the feast of St. James the Greater. And St. James was the brother of John, who wrote the Gospel of John. And he was a fisherman. So I wrote this for Joe.
Love you, Joe.
Little Joe. On the feast of St. James the Greater. This is where he would have fished. Imagine him in the dark, gathering gear, stripers transfiguring, the moon's light he loses, all balance and bearings, thunder muffling the dry night sky. What we heard is in the mist, blowing over Ram Island, disappearing like walks we'll never take. Yeah, so I went to theology school in Berkeley. If you can just imagine, just take a minute and try to imagine. The school where I went was up from the Berkeley campus on what's called Holy Hill, and it's a consortium of students, so it's a school, so it's like it goes from Buddhists and Unitarians to all the way to like Dominicans and everything in between, and everybody goes to the same classes. So this is called moral theology. Someone sneezes in a classroom on Holy Hill in Berkeley, California. Someone sneezes, then a moment of silence in a classroom on Holy Hill in Berkeley. Moral theology required study for Buddhists, Jews, and Unitarians, skeptics, Muslims, Christians, and one atheist, all startled by a sneeze in a classroom on Holy Hill in Berkeley. A sneeze, a moment of silence, then for the defense of their faith, a tribal rush to say, God bless you, or bless you first. Then one still small voice whispers, Gesundheit, in a sunny classroom on Holy Hill in Berkeley, California. A couple more.
Yeah.
This is actually an oldie that I just, that I had almost given up on and resuscitated the other day. And I really like it. It's called Nocturne. Last night in the dark, my heart kept me awake. Last night it kept me awake, searching for hollows and histories, headlights on an island road. Last night in the dark, a car horn echoing in my chest, crying like a cat in a darkened stair. My heart kept me awake. Outside, security lights stayed on. Outside, the lights were on, the branches still, and not a single breath of air. Last night in the dark, my heart kept me awake. Finally, and I'll dedicate this to my friend Jerry, who was actually here at the place of this, the occurrence of this poem, which is like in the absolute center of the boot of Italy. This is called Vinsanto. That New Year's Eve, we stood on the hill above the vineyard, watching fireworks rise above the lake, from Pieve to Anghiari. Later in the stillness of the barn, the cat chasing our shadows on the wall. A moment so full, if today we could talk, we'd agree we had no better. Earlier at the bar in Caprese Michelangelo, we couldn't decide what to drink to the new year. Vinsanto, an old man said, holding up his glass. Certo, Vinsanto. Thank you.